when you talk about the three-year-olds this weekend, all eyes on the Grade 3 LeComp Stakes at the Fairgrounds, and Mark Cassie is going to be a very, very busy man. He has horses entered there. He has horses entered at Gulfstream Park, and as you might expect, he's prominent in so many major stakes races. Mark is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mark, appreciate the visit and the time, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Now we just got to win a few.
Yeah, now you just got to get things rolling. I mean, you're pretty good at that, though.
Sometimes. I've been a little slow so far this year, but it's early.
It's early. So for a trainer, when you go through a little stretch like this, you said it's slow. You know things will pick up eventually, but how do you keep the faith? How do you keep the same approach and everything?
Well, you just know that it's worked. And so, you just keep doing the same thing you've always done. So much of it is just sometimes you go through cycles and things work right. Sometimes I can look at a condition book a lot of times and tell you how we're going to do. Sometimes, you know, you have races that fit your horses better than others. You just continue. David Carroll and I have talked about this many times, and that is you just keep doing what you've been doing. We've won 5 Breeders' Cups and 2 Classics, and so I think we know what we're doing. So we just keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, more than 2,800 victories in North America for trainer Mark Cassie. So yeah, I think you know what you're doing. Is it hard, Mark, not to start tweaking?
It's funny, Mike, though. I will tell you this: as many races as we won, all those when you do go through a little spell where you're not winning as much as you'd like, you know, you're like, you still like, oh, well, I want to win. It never changes, and it doesn't matter whether it's a $5,000 claiming race or a $500,000 claiming race. I'm not, I don't like losing. Nobody does. There you go.
Well, hopefully things start picking up with the LeComp Stakes later today and all the stakes races at Gulfstream too, because you're well represented there. But let's focus on the three-year-olds and the LeComp. And this is a race that you won for the first time last year with War of Will. We know it worked out okay for him. He went on and won the Preakness later in the season, and some people will say maybe he should have won the Kentucky Derby, but that's neither here nor there at this point. So tell me about the two horses you have this year. You have Lynn's Map, and then you have Enforceable, and I would say Lynn's Map probably the more highly regarded, at least in terms of the morning line.
Well, we just scratched him.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, and that was kind of the plan when he drew the 14 hole. It's nearly impossible to win anywhere from the 14 hole, but New Orleans is pretty tough to win from the 14 hole. So when that happened, when he drew outside there yesterday, we entered him in the Smarty Jones, and he's going to run next Friday at Oakland in the Smarty Jones.
Yeah, so that works out okay. It doesn't cost you a whole lot of time, right?
No, not at all. And the Smarty Jones, I think he's number 8 of 9. Much more favorable post. And he's a very nice horse. He's done well so far. We're excited to have him. And now he's taken one step. He took another step, and now's the big step that says, can you run with the better three-year-olds in North America? And we're gonna have to wait a week to find out.
Is there something, Mark, that you look for in your newly turned three-year-olds at this point in the season that you say, okay, they have that it factor. They have what it takes to be a factor moving down the road to the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, yeah. I think you can look at horses and say, you know, can this one go forward? A lot of times it's pedigree. A lot of times it's physique. And brains. It takes a lot. It takes a lot, and more than anything, it takes a lot of luck. But definitely, by this time, you know, we're looking at horses that we think could, go on. I would say that a year ago today, I still had big questions about Sir Winston.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure how good he was yet, and but Wara Will, I was very confident. At this time last year, I think I can remember doing an interview down for, I can't think of his name right now, but down in New Orleans, and he said, you know, what do you think of your chances today? And I said, I'd be surprised if he gets beat. And I don't say that very often, but I had just the utmost confidence in Wara Will. We're not in the same, you know, we are not on the same page right now as we were a year ago. So we have Enforceable in today, who Enforceable is one of the horses. He's got a humongous pedigree. He's a full brother to Mohamian. He's also a half brother to another really good horse. I can't, who escapes me right now, but he's a horse we liked a lot, but he has just been extremely slow to come around. His last race was much better than it looks on paper. And David's extremely happy with the way he's trained up to this race. So, you know, we're expecting big things out of him today. If we don't see him today, then he's just not, I don't think he's good enough. So, yeah, we're looking for big things out of him today.
Are there a couple other three-year-olds in the Cassie barn that people should keep an eye on as we move down this road?
I'm kind of short on my three-year-old colts right now. One horse that I would tell you that we worked him this morning. I'm in Miami today, and we worked him this morning. We bought a horse that recently broke his maiden. His name's Untitled. Broke his maiden at Gulfstream, ran a 98 buyer. One by 10. I'm excited about him. Freezed him this morning out of the gate. And I just like so many things about him. He's a big, tall, lanky colt with a great mind. And just lucky, you know, that we were able to get him. And now we need, you know, need to have some luck with him. He's going to the swale. We have two other colts that are running allowance races today. Strike Appeal and Race Driver, they're running at Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I would call them the B team. Hopefully after today, we could call one of them an A. We'll see.
Earlier, you mentioned the name of the Belmont winner from last year, Sir Winston. I saw that he had a breeze. Was it yesterday at Aqueduct? Is that right?
It was day before.
Day before, okay.
Day before.
Yeah, what's going on with him?
He's extremely well. We were very happy with him. The only issue, he pulled a shoe off during the work, and then he stepped on it. And he's been a little tender on it. We're currently soaking his foot and seeing. I would say he's 50-50. I'd sent him up to run him in the Jazzle, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And next weekend. Right now, I'd say we're 50-50 to run. We're going to see how his foot responds to that. And if not, we'll wait for the next one. My long-term plans for him is try to get him to Dubai, which I'm happy. He grew up a lot during his time off. He's a big, handsome horse now and training well. So I expect big things out of him. We'll see what happens here with his foot. I've just been on the phone with Jamie Begg, who is my main assistant there, who knows Sir Winston probably better than anybody. He helped prepare him for the Belmont, and so we're seeing he's soaking his foot as we speak.
What's going on with the Preakness winner? Is he going to race in 2020?
He is. He's doing well. I watched him train yesterday morning before I drove down to Miami. Looks great. He's grown up some. Right now, our feeling is that he's a grade one winner on the dirt. We're going to try to make him a grade one winner this year on the grass. So that's where we'll be focusing probably maybe around March or April.
See, Mark, just when you think that maybe things aren't going the way you want them to early on in 2020, we sit here and we talk about your Preakness winner and your Belmont winner. So, you know, the cupboard's not bare.
Now, you know, sometimes you have to sit down and look back and reflect. And believe me, Mike, I'm not here crying the street. I'm just saying that, you know, we've been a little slow but I don't want you to get the wrong impression. I'm not feeling sorry for myself.
Hey, I know you would never do that. And I know that eventually that things are going to start clicking again. And who knows, it may be this afternoon in the LeCompte. So, Mark, really appreciate the visit here this morning. And all the best, not only at Fairgrounds, but at Gulfstream and wherever you're running horses this weekend.
We've got Fairgrounds. We've got Miami. We've got Philly running at Tampa. And we're in the stake today in New York. So, we're going to try to do something, some damage somewhere.
Yeah, let's get it rolling. Appreciate it, Mark.
Okay.
Good luck,
Sounds
buddy.
Good.